Federal and state law relating to conduct. Major federal laws applicable to the conduct of license holders include Federal Fair Housing Act, covers the sale and rental of most housing. No one may take any of the following actions based on race, color, national origin, religion, sex, including gender identity and sexual orientation, familial status, or handicap in the sale or rental of housing. Refuse to rent or sell housing. Refuse to negotiate for housing. Make housing unavailable. Deny availability of housing. Set different terms, conditions, or privileges for sale or rental of a dwelling. Provide different housing services or facilities. Falsely deny that housing is available for inspection, sale, or rental. For profit, persuade owners to sell or rent, blockbusting. Deny anyone access to or membership in a facility or service, such as a multiple listing service, related to the sale or rental of housing. Truth in Lending Act, TIL, LA, protects consumers by providing them with complete information regarding loans and the actual cost of borrowing, including interest and all other charges associated with the loan. The law strictly regulates the advertising of financial terms. In addition, the law requires lenders to provide the borrower with full disclosure of the loan costs within 3 business days of a loan application. Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, RESPA, ensures that consumers throughout the nation are provided with more helpful information about the cost of the mortgage settlement and protects them from unnecessarily high settlement charges caused by certain abusive practices. RESPA requires mortgage loan originators and servicers of residential loans to provide borrowers with timely disclosures of the nature and costs of the real estate settlement process. RESPA also prohibits abusive practices such as undisclosed referral fees and kickbacks. RESPA applies to all federally related mortgage loans. Securities Act of 1933 prohibits deceit in the sale of securities and provides for the complete and accurate disclosure of all information to potential investors. Securities can include real estate investments as there is an expectation of profit. The sale or offering of securities must be registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and all material information must be disclosed to shareholders. Sherman Antitrust Act prevents any combination in restraint of trade. Commission rates must always be a matter of negotiation between the broker and the client. Any hint that there is a standard or going rate for commissions in a given market area could be evidence of violation and restraint of trade. Any attempt to boycott a discount real estate broker is a violation. Attempts to limit competition by allocating markets or customers are also a violation. Any attempt by a group of brokers or brokerage firms to set the commission rates in their area would be considered illegal price fixing. Texas Free Enterprise and Antitrust Act prohibits any attempt to fix prices, limit competition by assigning market areas, or boycotting discount brokers. An illegal boycott is an agreement among 2 or more competitors not to do business with another competitor to induce the other competitor to change its business practices. The Texas Attorney General enforces the state law. All of these federal and state laws were designed and enacted to protect consumers and their rights. If license holders engage in practices that violate these laws, then they are subject to penalties, including fines, actual damages, and attorney fees, as well as suspension or revocation of membership to trade associations and action by their real estate commission. State law, tree law, and rules of the commission, ethics. All license holders are required to adhere to the provisions of the Texas Real Estate License Act and the rules of the Texas Real Estate Commission. The Act and the rules describe a wide range of lawful and unlawful behavior. The fact that brokers do business in an ethical manner requires far more than a strict application of rules and laws. Remember, a business practice may not be ethical, even if it is legal. The Texas Real Estate Commission has included the canons of professional ethics and conduct for real estate license holders in the rules of the commission. Article 1. Fidelity. A real estate broker or sales agent, while acting as an agent for another, is a fiduciary. Special obligations are imposed when such fiduciary relationships are created. They demand that the primary duty of the real estate agent is to represent the interests of his or her client, and his or her position, in this respect, should be clear to all parties concerned in a real estate transaction, that, however, the agent, in performing his or her duties to the client, shall treat other parties to a transaction fairly. That the real estate agent be faithful and observant to trust, placed in them, and be scrupulous and meticulous in performing their functions. That the real estate agent places no personal interest above that of their client. Absent any specific definition in a set of rules or statutes, the common definition of the word or term normally applies. Scrupulously is defined as acting in strict regard for what is considered right or proper. Punctiliously exact. Painstaking, meticulously, is defined as marked by extreme or excessive care in the consideration or treatment of details. Careful. These definitions indicate that license holders must perform their duties in a way that exhibits knowledge of what is right and appropriate under the circumstances and with care about details. Article 2. Integrity. A real estate broker or sales agent has a special obligation to exercise integrity in the discharge of his or her responsibilities, including employment of prudence and caution so as to avoid misrepresentation in any way by acts of commission or omission. Article 3. Competency. It is the obligation of a real estate agent to be knowledgeable as a real estate brokerage practitioner. He or she should be informed on local market issues and conditions affecting real estate in the geographic area where a license holder provides services to a client. Be informed on national, state, and local issues and developments in the real estate industry. Exercise judgment and skill in the performance of brokerage activities. And be educated in the characteristics involved in the specific type of real estate being brokered for others. In determining whether they are maintaining competence, license holders might ask the following. What are my strengths and deficiencies? Do I attend classes to improve my services to my clients or customers? How often? What resources are available to help me maintain my competency? Do I keep abreast of market conditions in the area in which I practice? How? Am I aware of trends in real estate practices? How do I usually find out about these trends? Do I read real estate commission and trade publications? Which ones? How do they help me maintain my competence? Can I identify local, state, and national issues that are currently under development or consideration? Article 4. Consumer information. Each real estate inspector or active real estate broker licensed by the Texas Real Estate Commission shall display consumer protection, notice CN 1-5, pictured right, in a prominent location in each place of business the broker maintains. Article 5. Discriminatory practices. No real estate license holder shall inquire about, respond to, or facilitate inquiries about, or make a disclosure that indicates or is intended to indicate any preference, limitation, or discrimination based on the following. Race, color, religion, sex, national origin, ancestry, familial status, or disability of an owner, previous or current occupant, potential purchaser, lessor, or potential lessee of real property. For the purpose of this section, disability includes a person who had, may have had, has, or may have AIDS, HIV-related illnesses, or HIV infection as defined by the Centers for Disease Control of the United States Public Health Service.